Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Egypt, France, Jordan and the United States have again urged Israel not to attack the overcrowded town of Rafah in southern Gaza, the last refuge in the territory for displaced Palestinians. Now, statements from those four countries were issued after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date had been set for a ground invasion of Rafah but would not be made public. This comes as Hamas has said that Israel's proposal it received from Qatari and Egyptian mediators didn't meet any of the demands of Palestinian factions. Well, we're joined now by Jeremy Bowen, the BBC's international editor, who's in Jerusalem. Jeremy, thank you for joining us this morning. As I said there, the Israeli Prime Minister has escalated on that pledge to invade Rafah in that video message. He says there is a date set, and we know that that area is filled with around 1.4 million Palestinians, many of whom have been displaced from other parts of Gaza. How soon do you think we could expect this to happen?
I think not in the immediate future. He's playing a number of quite complicated political games at the moment. And one of them is keeping happy the extreme right-wingers, the extreme ultra-nationalist Jews who support his government. They have said that if he doesn't go into Rafah, if the army doesn't go into Rafah and finish off Hamas, then they will pull the plug on his government. They will withdraw their support and his coalition will fall. Then he might face elections, which he might lose. And that's something he doesn't want to happen. But meanwhile, he's under pressure from the Americans to make progress in the ceasefire stroke hostage release talks. He's also under pressure from Israelis who are demonstrating in the streets for him to try and get the hostages out. And he's well aware, as well, I would imagine, that having said at the very beginning of all this, more than 6 months ago now, that not only would there be a massive revenge, which is something he has delivered, but they would get the hostages back and they would eliminate Hamas. And at the moment, those two major war aims, despite Israel's massive strength militarily, with American support, he hasn't been able to deliver.
Mm-hmm. And how do you expect the Americans to respond to this statement around Rafah? I mean, they have warned him so many times not to do this, or if it is going to happen, that there would need to be a plan in place for all of those people who are there.
Well, they may think, well, he's doing politics, as he always does. I mean, he's always got a lot of different balls in the air. It's one reason he's managed to stay in office for so long. And, he's Israel's longest serving prime minister. The Americans have said they have nothing at all in principle against them destroying all of Hamas, but they've said Israel has killed too many innocent Palestinian civilians, done an enormous amount of damage. The damage, when people went back to the second city of Gaza, which Israel has now pulled out of, at least for the time being, Khan Yunis, the whole place is destroyed. So the Americans have said, if you're going to do it, you need to do it differently. You need to do raids into the place, not a massive steamroller, scorched earth invasion in the way that they did the rest of Gaza.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that if he said, well, we have a plan in place or we're going to put one in place before we go in there to try and get as many people out as possible, then the Americans might say, OK, well, you can go ahead then?
Yeah, but if you look at but I think the kind of conditions the Americans are asking are probably, in a sense, undeliverable, because there are 1.4 million people there. I mean, where do you put them? Where do they go? How do you cater for them? What about sanitation? What about feeding them? Because don't forget, at the same time all this is going on, Gaza is on, officially speaking, on the brink of imminent famine. Indeed, it might be in famine in parts of the north, which have been, until the last day or two, virtually inaccessible.
Mm-hmm. And that humanitarian crisis, I mean, there were hopes at this latest round of talks might get somewhere, but we have the statement from Hamas now saying that the proposal from Israel didn't meet any of the demands from their various factions. So where does that stand?
Well, with Hamas, there have been Hamas spokesmen saying it's not good enough, but they haven't ruled out coming back for more. They put out a statement in the middle of the night saying We essentially saying Israel has not given us proposals that we can accept. However, in the interests of responsibility and national unity, they're using this kind of language. We'll take them away and study them and get back to the mediators. And they also said, and we thank very much the mediators for what they're doing. So I think trying to keep the whole thing going, they're trying to get something out of it. One of the delays is that anything that is mentioned in the Cairo talks, I think the way it looks, has to be signed off by their leader in Gaza, Israel's enemy number one, the man they see as the mastermind behind the October 7th of attacks, Yahya Sinwar, who is presumably hiding in some kind of deep underground bunker, presumably with a human shield of Israeli hostages as well as his own bodyguards. Mm-hmm. So he's someone who has to approve any of these things.
Do you expect that there is some sort of a deal that could work on the table when it comes to the hostages for prisoners swap, and that is the Rafah issue that is the most contentious now?
Well, it is all of those things. And when it comes to the swap of hostages for prisoners, I mean, that's basically a numbers game. There are vast numbers of prisoners now. Israel has been arresting an awful lot of prisoners, of Palestinians. But as well as that, Hamas have said that they need people out who are serving life sentences for terrorism offences. So if you think about all of that, that's a lot of people getting out. So it's a question if Israel wants to grant that many people. But at the same time, there are other things they're discussing. One of them is a return of displaced people to northern Gaza. Israel has offered a limited return because they're concerned that if they just allowed everybody to go back, well, Hamas people could mix with the civilians and reestablish themselves back up north. So there's quite a few different strands in all of this. But I think one thing at the moment is that the Americans who are pushing it are very much wanting a deal now.
Jeremy, thank you very much. That's Jeremy Bowen there, the BBC's international editor.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.